Welcome to Sport Faith Life with Brian Bolt and Chad Carlson, two guys who came together for one common purpose, to think deeply about sport and faith. They are sports scholars, they're coaches, and they're competitive athletes, or at least they were. And together, they've created Sport Faith Life, a conversation that meets at the intersection of sport and faith.
We are so excited to have Dr. Paul Putz, Director of the Faith and Sports Institute at Baylor University's Truett Seminary, with us today. Paul is also the director and host of the 4th Global Congress for Sport and Christianity that is upcoming. Paul, so glad to have you with us today.
Man, I am excited to be here. It's been a journey. We've been on it together, but 2 weeks to go, and we're about ready to make this thing happen.
It will be here before we know it. Paul, talk to us a little bit about your work at the Faith and Sports Institute. Obviously, that's the entity that's hosting this event. What's your role there? What's the role of FSI at Truett Seminary? That'd be really helpful information for, I think, all of us to hear.
Yeah. So my role, I serve as the director of the Faith and Sports Institute. And a lot of my primary responsibility involves leading this online theology and sports studies degree program, overseeing some other initiatives, thinking through some strategy for the work that we can do and the partners we can work with when it comes to sports and theology and connecting these worlds. And, you know, it's a unique space in terms of what's been built up at Truett, and get to work with some good people. John White, Cindy White are the founders of FSI. And, John leads a sports ministry program here. That's really unique in terms of the work students get to do. We have Isaac Lee, works with FSI, leads an online certificate program. There's different pieces moving around, but a lot of it centers on exploring in a deeper way sports and Christianity.
So, Paul, we love what you do with FSI, and that has really served a need. But I'm wondering what your interest was, or what the connection was to the Global Congress. Why did ultimately Truett Seminary, Baylor University, and FSI want to make this 4th Global Congress really a connecting point between those entities?
Yeah, I think, I'll speak personally. My training's as a historian, so I've studied these connections between sports and Christianity, really with a focus on the United States, and it is such a unique world, the way that Christians have really found significant meaning within sports. And they've created institutions, whether it's sports ministry organizations or whether it's Christian colleges. There is a growing community of Christian athletes, coaches, and sports ministers who really see a lot of value in how their faith shapes the sports experience. And that has grown over the decades. But one of the things I noticed historically when I was studying it is that there wasn't always space for some of that academic exploration. There was sometimes a real focus on the practical, and there wasn't always an interest or some incentives to think theologically or to have experts in different disciplines speak into this unique intersection. And so this whole movement, the Global Congress, which I know dates back what are we going on here, 10 plus years. This movement was really bringing together this practice, this practical world, thriving, important, significant, and what it's doing for Christians in sports, but then also connecting it with some growing interest from scholars and academics in making sense of sports and Christianity and how they go together. There aren't many spaces in the world where you can have scholars and practitioners come together for shared conversations. And the fact that this is happening, historically significant, and something that I want to be a part of. I'm a bridge builder by nature. I love bringing people together, learning from one another. And so just knowing that there's not much like this, there's a real desire to want to be a part of continuing this, hosting it this year, passing it off to the whoever will get to host it next, and creating those shared spaces so that we can learn and grow together.
It's a fantastic theoretical background for why you guys are hosting. That's great. So awesome to hear that, Paul. What about like practically, like behind the scenes, how is this going to work? We're only really a couple days away from this thing. How's this going to work behind the scenes?
Yeah, we've got a great team here at Baylor and Truett Seminary who, you know, believe in this. I mean, Baylor emphasizes sports as a big part of its identity and Christianity as well. And then at the seminary, having something like FSI, which emphasizes sports, it's pretty rare for a seminary. So we have institutional buy-in, and we've had staffers, and I think of someone, her name is Tammy Saylor. She's a colleague here at Truett. And behind the scenes, she's the one working with speakers, you know, getting flights booked and working on the financials of all the back and forth emails. And you guys have seen some of these just to get vendors set up and to get invoices issued. So a lot of that's still happening here behind the scenes. And it's people like Tammy who won't get recognized, but they're the ones making it go. My colleague Isaac Lee and Jenna Patterson, our student worker here at FSI, they're setting up schedules, thinking through logistics for book tables and vendor tables. So there's a lot of us who are just, we're excited, but we're also, you know, at that point where it's finalizing everything, thinking through what did we miss. And then at the same time, keeping the big picture in mind, which is, this is going to be really awesome. We've got 250 people who are coming here to Truett Seminary and who care about the same thing. And so, man, if you can get a lot of people who are passionate and thoughtful about a subject together for 2.5 days, 3 days of conversation, good things will happen.
So 250 people that are coming into this Congress already is a record. It's more than any have come to the previous Congresses in 2016, 19, and then 22. So exciting. And yet Baylor's a big place. You could probably take a few more if people wanted to come. So I wonder if you could do two things. One, preview for us a little bit, just a little, what's going to happen there. And then also, if folks are interested, what do they do last minute to try to get into this Congress?
Yeah. So we've got 3 days of programs, conversation, dialogue, learning together. It starts off on the 31st of July. There is a Flex pre-conference event. This is spearheaded by Elizabeth Bounds and Cindy White for women in sports. Really unique initiative, first time it's happened. But if you are a woman involved in sports, even if you can only attend for 1 day, if you just attend this Flex pre-conference, you're going to find like-minded leaders. You're going to be equipped and resourced and get involved in a community of people who want to learn and grow. So I think that's really significant. After that pre-conference is done on the 31st, then it's the evening of that Thursday where we'll kick off the Global Congress, kind of the main conference. And we're starting with Graham Daniels' opening keynote. This is someone from the UK, leads Christians in Sport, which is the leading sports ministry in the United Kingdom. But he has, to me, he embodies in so many ways what's special about the Global Congress, right? He's a practitioner. He played soccer or football, as they call it over there. And he was a high-level athlete. He also went and did his PhD, and he's leading a sports ministry. So he's got the experience with athletics. He has the experience with the sports ministry, but the scholarly piece, he recognizes the importance of academics, has that PhD, and is just really thoughtful in how he approaches studying sports. So we'll get a kickoff with him and learn from what he has to say. After Graham, we've got great keynote speakers lined up, some panels that will happen. Also, we'll have some individuals who will share themes like thinking through leadership, thinking through identity and belonging, thinking through embodiment, artificial intelligence and sports, and how, what does Christianity have to say about that? That will be an exciting panel. We'll think about virtue formation in sports as well. And if you go online, Global Congress in Baylor University, type that in, and you will find our webpage. You'll get to read all about the great keynote speakers. But along with the keynotes, we have mixed in between breakout sessions where different academics, scholars, coaches, sports ministry leaders, a mix of practitioners and thought leaders and professors and educators. They submitted presentations to get to share some best practices, some research that they've explored when it comes to sports and Christianity. And we have over 170 presentations that will be divided into these 8 different sessions where you'll get to, you have to pick, unfortunately, you'll have to pick one of 6 options to attend when it comes to these breakout sessions. And the topics are just incredible in terms of the range. Looking through, there's some theology pieces about sport as work. There's some virtue formation panels. Youth sports get some attention. There's panels on student athlete development at the college level. As a historian, I'm always happy to see some history in there, philosophy, psychology. So just a wide range of disciplines, topics, themes. So whatever your interest is when it comes to sports and Christianity, you will probably find someone who is asking similar questions, and you'll have plenty of options in terms of panel sessions to attend. So you can find that schedule on the Global Congress webpage as well. So again, type that in, Baylor Global Congress, and there's a link there where you can see all 170 sessions along with our main schedule, and you can get a sense of what you'd like to check out.
Well, Paul, as a scholar and practitioner yourself, we are just really grateful that you are running this. You can hear in there just the amount of work it takes to pull something like this together. We are so grateful that you've been involved in this, grateful that you've given your time and also previewed it for us here on Sport Faith Life. Thanks so much, and we can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
Hey, looking forward to it. Thanks for what you do and Sport Faith Life, and keeping this movement going. It's exciting to be a part of it, and I'm excited for what's ahead this year and beyond.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sport Faith Life podcast, a conversation at the intersection of sport and faith. Read the corresponding blog post and learn more about us at sportfaithlife.com. Listen to more of our podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media to stay up to date with everything Sport Faith Life. We'll be right back.